comes to lifting the phone. They're aware, maybe more aware as opposed to confidence. They're aware of the assistance that you and other agencies can give them.
I think that's a very fair point, Frank. I mean, it's a very concerning figure, but you're right. I mean, we take some encouragement that so many children have lifted the phone, as you say, 349, almost one per day from Northern Ireland, who've contacted Childline to seek help, because we know that seeking help and talking about your problems makes a huge difference to these children, and I think that's a positive. As you probably know, agencies in Northern Ireland, the Department of Health and the Public Agency, have really tried to encourage people to seek help, and we take some comfort from a very concerning figure.
Why are the children phoning? What is on their minds? What's the trigger that makes them feel literally suicidal?
There are probably lots of different reasons, Frank. Every child is different. Every case is different. I suspect childhood is probably a lot more complicated nowadays than it was when we were growing up. Children tell us there are many different reasons: turbulent home life, abuse, school pressures, mental health, cyberbullying. All those types of things can kind of trigger these feelings in children.
But short of cyberbullying, all of that existed when we were young.
Well, maybe it did, but I mean, I think childhood is certainly more complicated, how children are perceived, the demands on children that exist all the time, the exam pressures and so forth. There are many different pressures, which I think are probably more acute today, but the important thing is children are seeking help, and that's very encouraging.
Is there a possibility that more and more children are actually thinking about suicide? It's seen as an option. Whereas when we were young, and I don't want to harp back all the time to yesteryear, but you never heard of suicide. If it didn't visit your own family, it was never talked about. Now, I'm not for a moment suggesting that we don't have discussions about it, but is there a possibility that we're sowing the seed of the contemplation of suicide into the minds of children?
No, I think the important thing is we know from our research and from our practice experience that children talking about problems makes a huge difference. Maybe this existed in the past, it just wasn't recorded. The important thing is we've got to talk to children about their feelings. We've got to ensure that they get access to help, that they've got the right services. Teachers, for example, play a hugely important part in helping children. And if children do have a problem, that they know where to go.
Which age group and which sex are coming forward the most?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, because that's very particular. I suppose that is a concern. In the calls that we have had, there's a ratio of 6 girls to every boy, and the average age is 12 to 15-year-olds, you know, probably the start of that period of adolescence. I think the concerning thing about boys is, we know this in Northern Ireland, we're not good. Men are not good about talking about their feelings, and I suppose the figures do say to us that we've got to redouble our efforts to try and target young men in particular. Where in Northern Ireland, we haven't a good record on suicide.
So more young girls are coming forward. Some boys are. When they do phone, what will they hear? Who will be talking to them?
Well, they will speak to an experienced Childline counsellor, and we have to pay credit to our counsellors. We have 170 volunteers across our two bases in Northern Ireland. Very experienced people of all different ages and backgrounds who are highly trained, and they will get a very sympathetic, understanding ear. We will try to help them reframe, understand, talk through the problem, find different ways of dealing with it, and if necessary, we will point them in the direction of other sources of help out there. There are many agencies who are there to help children, not just Childline, and it's very important that we work in a collaborative way on this.
It must be very difficult for the counsellor whenever a disturbed 13-year-old comes on. You have maybe a long conversation with them, you don't even know their real name, and they then hang up, and you simply don't know whether you've got the message across or whether you've convinced them not to take a drastic step.
Well, I mean, I think that's, you know, our counsellors are fantastic people, all volunteers, as I said, very experienced, all different ages, some young people, some older people, some people retired from professional backgrounds, no backgrounds, but they all share a passion to try and help children, and that's what they're there to do. And, you know, you do make a difference to children. You may not know where they are. Sometimes you do, Frank, and we, Childline, will have ongoing contact with the child over a period of time. But for those children where you have those relationships, you will make a difference. We do know that from our practice research. You may not know yourself the outcome, but it will make a difference.
At any point, would you intervene? At any point, would you call the emergency services?
Well, I mean, I think what we'll do is we'll try and get assistance for those children by signposting them, encouraging them to seek help. If it really came down to a point where a child's life was an absolute risk, we would seek to involve the police if it was absolutely necessary. But it's a confidential service where we try to help children find their own solutions to problems.
Yes, but if you needed to, you would try and get police officers to go and see the
children. In absolute cases like that, you have to protect those children, and children's lives across the UK and Northern Ireland have been saved by police and social services who have gone out and helped those children with their problems.
A call like that from the actual call handler, from the councillor, must be a difficult one to make.
Yeah, I mean...
A decision, as opposed to a call, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, so it's very difficult. It's a rare thing from our perspective, but we've got to protect children when their life is at an absolute risk. I mean, most of the time we'll take steps to try and encourage those children, and children will recognise themselves, they'll be signposted to other people, we will facilitate their contact with other agencies, with teachers, GPs, medical people, and that's the best way to try and help children find a solution to their problem.
And is it a particular time of day they tend to phone more so than other times, a particular time of year?
Yeah, well, I think we tend to get more calls during the winter season. Also, I mean, when children are kind of online, when they're not at school, we have kind of peaks of call volumes around that time. But the important thing is, Childline's a 24/7 day a week service. It doesn't really matter when children contact us. The important thing is that they do.
And of course, they're not just calling you when they feel suicidal. They're calling you on a number of issues.
Oh, I mean, we get a whole raft of different types of issues with children contacting Childline. And top reasons include low self-esteem and happiness, family relationships, bullying, cyberbullying, suicide, self-harm, friendship issues, a whole raft of different things. I think the important thing, they do contact us, and they contact us by different means as well, Frank. It's not just by the telephone, because the bulk of our calls now are online, so children will contact us and discuss their problems online. And that's made a huge difference. Actually, I think boys contacting us, boys are much more willing to engage in counselling through that kind of medium. So all these types of problems, Childline counsellors are well used to dealing with.
Yeah, most of the youngsters prefer now to text and to type than to actually speak. And Colin, just remind us again how they go about it. There may be a child listening at the moment who's off school, who's feeling very low, or a parent. Remind us of the numbers and indeed the web address.
Okay, if they contact Childline 0800 1111 or contact the Childline online service, which they'll find very easily on the web. There's text service as well. These sources of help are all very freely available.
Okay. Colin Reid from the NSPCC, thank you very much indeed. Shocking stat, isn't it, that one child a day will call the NSPCC Childline locally here in Northern Ireland and talk about contemplating suicide. It's